Four tips on choosing a credit card. Tip 1. Maximize your ability to get a good credit card by ensuring that your credit report is accurate. Correcting inaccuracies may help you improve your credit history and credit score, which card issuers will consider when deciding whether to offer you a card and how they will determine your interest rate and credit limit. You also can find out if an identity thief has opened credit cards or other accounts in your name. For more about protecting your personal information, listen to the article titled 10 Ways to Protect Your Personal Information and Your Money, which can be found in this issue of FDIC Consumer News. By federal law, you are entitled to one free copy of your credit report every 12 months from each of the three major nationwide consumer reporting agencies, also called credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Each company issues its own report, and because some lenders do not furnish information to all three of them, it's useful to request your report from each one in order to get a comprehensive view of your credit history. Go to www.annualcreditreport.com or call toll-free 1-877-322-8228 to order free credit reports or for more information. If you find errors, each reporting agency provides ways to ask for an investigation and a correction. In addition, you can request a correction directly from the entity that supplied the incorrect information. Your credit reports play a large role in what credit you will qualify for, so it's important that they be accurate. If you find any mistakes on a report, you have both a need and a right to have them corrected. And be wary of companies that promise to fix your credit report. If there is negative information that is legitimate, there is no way to remove it, although it will expire from your report after a period of time. Tip 2. Determine what type of card best meets your needs. First, think about how you will use the card. In particular, do you expect to pay your card balance in full each month or carry a balance from month to month? If you don't pay your card balance in full each month, the best card for you will likely be one with a low annual percentage rate, APR. But if you do plan to pay in full each month, you might instead focus on whether there is an annual fee, rewards, or other features, such as a waiver of foreign transaction fees, helpful for international trips or purchases. Tip 3. Shop around and compare product terms and conditions. Although you may receive credit card offers, don't assume these are the best deals for you. If you decide you need to apply for a card, compare multiple products from several lenders. Various websites can help you compare product offerings from different institutions, but be aware that some sites list only companies that pay to advertise there. What factors should you consider? Federal law requires creditors to disclose important rate and fee information to you before you apply. This enables you to make apples-to-apples comparisons for the most important factors. Here is additional guidance on how to compare key terms and conditions. Annual percentage rate. The APR represents the annual cost of the credit. In general, three types of APRs might be applicable to your card: those for purchases, for balance transfers from another card, and for cash advances. Also, pay attention to introductory rates. Some credit offers, such as balance transfers, come with special low interest rates that will increase after the promotional period. Fees. These can include annual fees, balance transfer fees, and cash advance fees, in addition to any interest you might pay, foreign transaction fees, and penalties for late payments or return payments. Determine if fees can change over time, as many cards will waive an annual fee for the first year but will charge it in later years. Rewards. These programs can be complicated, with specific eligibility rules. Know what you need to do to qualify for rewards, which might include meeting spending requirements, and how much you would have to spend to accumulate enough points or miles to get what you want. Also, understand what you need to do to maintain your reward points, since they can sometimes expire if an account is closed or considered inactive. Tip 4. Do your homework before signing up for promotional offers or additional products. Some credit cards come with promotions that are enticing but may cost you more money in the long run. For instance, some credit cards marketed by retail stores offer no interest on balances for a certain period of time, such as the first 12 months after purchase. But if you don't pay off the entire purchase balance by the end of the time frame that was disclosed, you may be charged all of the interest that accrued since the date of purchase. With any deferred interest offer, it's important to pay the balance in full before the promotional period ends. If you can't do that, a better fit might be a credit card with a low APR that doesn't expire after the promotional period. Additionally, credit card companies might offer other credit-related products, such as credit protection, to pay, suspend, or cancel part or all of your outstanding balance in the event of a specific hardship, and identity theft protection, to monitor your credit reports for signs that a crook attempted to use your name to commit fraud. Make sure you fully understand how these products work and how much they cost by reading the fine print and asking questions before you sign up. Also, evaluate whether the price you will pay justifies the value you will get from the product. For example, as an alternative to paying for identity theft protection, you can look for warning signs of fraud by monitoring your free annual credit reports, especially if you space out the requests for a different company's report approximately every 4 months.